This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent, versus John D. Otis, Appellant, decided July 15, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, number 8112475. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus case number 2111-CR0225501. John D. Otis, Honorable Daniel G. Pelican, Appellant, filed July 15, 2025. Introduction. John D. Otis, appeals his convictions of 3 counts of first-degree domestic assault, 1 count of armed criminal action, and 1 count of endangering the welfare of a child. Otis raises 3 points on appeal. In point 1, Otis argues the state presented insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt he was a persistent offender. In point 2, Otis argues the trial court plainly erred in finding him to be a persistent offender because Erlinger v. United States 602 U.S. 821, 2024, the Supreme Court of the United States' recent decision, requires a unanimous jury to resolve any fact that enhances the prescribed range of a criminal defendant's sentence. Lastly, in point 3, Otis argues the trial court plainly erred in submitting instruction number 8. The verdict director for Otis's first-degree domestic assault charge in count 1 because it did not include the definition of serious physical injury. 2. Beginning with point 2, we hold manifest injustice resulted when the trial court, instead of the jury, found Otis was a persistent offender. Given our disposition of point 2, point Y is rendered moot. Lastly, as to point 3, this court holds the failure to submit the definition of serious physical injury did not constitute plain error. Accordingly, the jury's findings of guilt on counts YV is affirmed. Furthermore, because Otis's range of punishment for the unclassified felony of armed criminal action was not affected by the trial court finding he was a persistent offender, his sentence on count 4 is affirmed. However, we vacate Otis's sentences on counts Y3 and V and remand for the jury to determine Otis's persistent offender status and subsequent resentencing. Factual and procedural background. On July 17, 2021, Otis, his then-wife, Sharonda White, and her minor son, PR, left a restaurant around midnight. As White was driving, Otis suddenly became angry and started banging on the vehicle's dashboard. White pulled into a gas station and exited the vehicle with PR. Otis got in the driver's seat and drove away. Minutes later, Otis returned to the gas station and asked White to get into the vehicle. She refused. Otis subsequently drove the vehicle around the gas pumps and came to a slight stop in front of White and PR. Next, he accelerated and struck White with the vehicle. PR was able to get out of the way and was not injured. The impact from the vehicle knocked White off her feet and onto the ground. As White was getting back on her feet, Otis circled around the gas pumps and struck White a second time, causing her to become pinned between the vehicle and the gas station's building. Otis then backed up the vehicle and fled the scene. Shortly thereafter, Otis returned to the gas station on foot and grabbed a metal pole from the building's wreckage. He chased White down and hit her with the pole, punched her, and three stomped on her with his feet. White laid on the ground, unconscious. Otis once again fled the area. PR stood over White while she laid on the ground until two bystanders took him toward the back of the building. White was eventually transported to the hospital. She sustained the following injuries: bleeding from her nostrils and one of her ears, a laceration on her forehead, missing a chunk of hair or scalp, cuts inside her lip and one of her ears, a bloodshot cornea, bruises near her mouth and chin, big holes in her knees, and black eyes. As a result of her head injuries, White now deals with memory lapses. The state charged Otis with 3 counts of first-degree domestic assault, counts 1, 2, and 3, armed criminal action, count were, and endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree, count V. Prior to trial, the state also charged Otis as a prior and persistent offender and submitted certified copies of Otis's prior convictions from St. Louis County for felony assault and armed criminal action, which occurred on June 19, 2009, and Madison County, Illinois for criminal trespass to a residence, which occurred on August 4, 2020. The trial court found Otis was a prior and persistent offender. On November 28, 2023, the matter proceeded to trial. In particular, the state presented a video from the gas station surveillance system that captured the crimes, and it was played to the jury. At the close of evidence, 14 jury instructions were submitted. Pertinent to this appeal, instruction number 8 was the verdict director for count 1, which was related to the first time.